Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Enjoy amazing food, ice-cold beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show, then hop on the free shuttle straight to the stadium. Sign up now at 95.7thegame.com.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard & Div coming up at 2 o'clock. Now back to Steiny and Goo. Steiny and Goo, you're having a great show today, guys. Keep it going.
All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Mark!
Oh, I got to come
in
somebody.
See him? Did you see him last night?
No, I didn't see Mark.
I thought you were going to go check out...
Yeah, but we went and had dinner and early.
Where'd you go?
I don't like
you
all
ask me these questions all the time. Why don't you want to tell me why you went to dinner?
It's not that I don't. You got to let me answer. Boy, you were on me like, why don't ride? Relax. Hold on. I tried to catch up with Billy.
Oh, okay.
He stopped by Willard and Dibbs.
Nice.
But then I had to pick my brother up from Muni, and then that was a, we won't even, I don't
nightmare.
Want a cluster, you know what.
Okay.
So we went right next to Pedro's, where I won the contest.
Yeah.
They got that new restaurant. It's not new, but tacos to die for. You walk in, you go upstairs.
I think I know where you're talking.
Right where we went and had the, we met the sales lady, our friend. But not there, but right next to it.
Oh, yeah. There's a hotel there
yeah,
now,
yeah,
I
look
think.
At it. It's
Hotel Nina. Via,
look
I believe.
At my boy. But anyway, had a good time, some cocktails. And then there was a lot of how they're working with Kenny. How they're working with Shaq. I'm like, I'm watching the game! But real quick, I got to read this from the 510. How dare you? Wow, Guru, after two games, you're comparing Steph to Babe Ruth, Barry? No, ass. It's 16 years and four rings is what I'm comparing, and that surpassed Barry, who I love. I mean, Steph Curry is up there with Michael Jordan's portfolio. Anybody on any level. Joe Montana, Rice. I mean, wake up with that one. Steph doesn't need to make another bucket. This is a movie in the making. Steinies, you start the movie from the ankles. The 4 for 44, when people was questioning that. Like, what he is?
You have to start it when he was a kid.
Yes.
When he was.
When you see him shoot the NBA arenas, I almost tear up. Like, no, seriously, man, I'm not here. This dude's incredible at 37, about to be 38, Jack.
I'd love to argue with you about that, but I can't. It's just
I don't
no
like
sense.
When you do that, Steiny. That diffuses me, but I'm just saying.
What am I going to say? No, he's not. Here's the one thing I was thinking about Steph Curry, and you brought it up early. This is an original thought. Guru, who's the best defensive player in the history of the game?
Man, hold on. I got two answers.
Okay.
Guard or just overall?
Best defensive player ever.
Michael Jordan.
Okay. And like I'd say Rodman.
Okay, all right.
And maybe Kenny says Draymond
Green.
Okay,
gotcha.
Okay. Who's the best rebounder of all time?
Dennis Rodman.
Okay. I'd say Will Chamberlain.
All right.
Moses Malone was a great rebounder. Who's the best passer of all time? Passer. Wow.
This is a three-way tie.
Okay.
Magic.
Exactly.
Nash. And who else I'm looking for?
Bird.
Magic, Nash. Bird was up there. Yeah. It was cool. Magic and Nash.
Okay. But when you say who's the best shooter of all time, there is only one answer. There is only one
night,
answer.
Night, I got you.
Like, he is.
Wow.
There's nobody. I don't believe there's anybody out there that would maintain he's not the best shooter the game's ever seen, right?
That's wow.
Oh, well, Mahmoud.
We loved you.
Who else? Dale Ellis. Yeah, great.
Or Mark Price.
Yeah. What's the point? Yeah. What's the point, Steiny, from Veggie 2? There's only one answer to that question, and it's Curry. That's the point. Every other aspect of the game, there's an argument you can have.
Reggie Miller, discussion. Scotty, Reggie Miller's behind, right?
No doubt. Yeah. He's behind him, though.
Yeah. He tells you that Steph's the greatest.
Yeah, somebody's saying Alvin Robertson. Yeah, he was a great perimeter defender.
I loved him, man.
He could be up there. No. But Veggie, my point is, there is no list when you're talking about the greatest shooter of all time.
And it's now just we can put Steph. Clutch in front of it, Steiny. It ain't just it? Shooter. It's
Veggie,
clutch.
Do you get it now? Do you understand now, Veggie?
It's clutch.
All right. Let's go to AJ in L.A. What's up, AJ? How you doing, man?
What's going on? When has it not been about clutch, man?
Wow. Talk to him.
Well, there was that one stat out there.
Man, whatever. But, hey, I thought the drop coverage was almost their curse last night on
Gordon.
On, what's it called? Gordon?
Yeah.
But they did what they had to do, and I appreciated their approach. I bet if J.K. would have went over one screen to try to contest, Kerr would have dropped him out of the lineup saying that he's not doing what they wanted
him
to do.
Wow.
And so I appreciate that they were pretty disciplined on, you know, the drop coverage, because what it did, it essentially took Jokic out of the game. He got a triple-double, but it was a quiet triple-double. What could have happened, you know, he probably could have had a ton more assists, but meaningful assists where guys could have got in-rhythm jump shots, but also put a lot of folks in foul trouble. There's nobody on the team who could actually guard Jokic in that pick and roll. And so it was cool to see them stick with it, because it came back and it helped them at the end of regulation when Murray had hunted out Draymond Green, and Draymond Green, he did not bite on the pick and roll. He pretty much rolled off. It was, you know, you may say, hey, that was a smart move by Draymond, but really they were doing that the entire night. But it also says something about Jonathan Kuminga and the rest of those guys who was in that final regulation lineup,
mm-hmm.
that Murray went after Draymond Green. They didn't go after JK.
Yeah.
They didn't go after anyone else. They went after Draymond Green because they believed that Draymond Green, hear me out, Guru, they believed Draymond Green was probably the weakest point of attack defender on the floor at the time. Mm. And Murray went after Draymond, and it cost them. And so I appreciate that. But here's the thing, man. It was all good. Good game. But I'm a bit concerned the fact that Kerr said that final lineup in overtime was the first time he even thought about that? Is he insane?
Why am I not buying that? Yeah, I'm not buying that, but go ahead. I hear you. Keep in mind that.
Nah, I mean, I'm a buyer, because when has the last time he thought that it was a good idea to play everyone in their right position?
Mm.
I mean, he has this weird thing about playing everyone out of position. You know, I don't really understand that at all. But the fact that he, you know, someone said that, hey, it's a good idea. Let's try putting everyone in their right position and see what happens. And in overtime, we saw execution.
Well, AJ, let me ask you this. Who was the two guard on that lineup?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler was the two guard.
And he's in that
the position he played his entire life. Huh?
And he's a natural two guard?
He's a natural two. JK is a natural three. Draymond is a natural four. Al is a natural five, and Steph is a natural combo guard.
And I'll say this to you, because when I heard that, when you found out you were getting Al Horford, you had to dream of that lineup or even think about that lineup. So, Stoudy, that's why, and AJ, I thought it was odd that Kerr said that after the game. I'm like, nah, that's when you make the purchase, is you dream and envision having that five. Just me.
I mean, they, you know, Horford just got here, like literally.
Well, remember, that's what I defended them.
So, I mean.
So take it from that, right? Then that makes sense. But not to think about it, I'm like, man.
Well, the other reason I think he didn't think about it was because he was thinking about playing Horford with Kuminga.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
He said he loved those two guys playing together, but Horford's not going to start every game. I think that's probably why he wasn't thinking it was viable, because he was going to bring J.K. off the bench with Horford. But, like, what do you do tonight? Horford's not going to start, and he's not going to play.
I think Dre will be at the five. Or TJD to spell Dre.
Yeah, I
after almost 40 minutes on the hardwood. I mean, Dre was great yesterday, man. But there were some times, Donnie, did you notice real quick, and Jimmy, I felt like they didn't get back like with urgency.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
But I'll tell you this, they're in a lot better shape than Jokic.
Yeah,
Toledo.
That was the Thanksgiving Jokic, man. Stop. Dude, I thought you guys were going to bark back, and Evan goes, he's sleepwalking goo, and you said, he's out of shape. Dude.
I thought I saw him without a shirt on about a week ago, and I was like, oh, my God.
No, you didn't.
Or maybe I saw him in one of those practice.
The Jokic that came here last year. Remember that first quarter he had on one of the games on the Dubs last year? Like, man.
Let's go to Scott's in Marin. Hey, Scott, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
that's
good.
The first thing I noticed when they took the floor is Jokic. I go, oh, my God. I guess he's going to play himself into shape. But, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, this whole thing changed with the Jimmy Butler acquisition. It revitalized Steph. Steph was really down most of last year before Jimmy got here. He was just not himself. And now he can be himself with Jimmy, and now you add Horford to this team. I mean, Horford is, you know, I love Looney and you know, and I like the kid
Will Richard.
The other, this Will Richard, that's who I really wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I mean, this guy is coming for somebody's minutes big time, because he knows how to play the game better than I think a lot of the guys that have been getting those minutes. And if he can shoot the three, see, I didn't really know much about his game, but he had a huge three last night. You know, they were down, 108-100. And they got a turnover, and he stepped up and hit a three to cut it to five, and that was a huge shot.
Yeah,
the kid seems to know, and he's a ball hawk. He gets the loose balls, And I think if he can shoot the three, I mean, this guy is going to be your number two, your two guard here pretty quick.
Hey, he had missed a couple two before.
This guy's shooting.
Yeah, he had missed a couple two before he made that one, and I was like, oh no, and it went in. But Snyder, you, what do you think of his shooting?
No, but
go ahead, Scott.
No, I think if he can shoot the three, this guy's going to take people's minutes because he can certainly defend better than a hell of a lot of other guys.
No doubt.
And GP2 better look out because
had a big tip last night.
And when Melton comes back, I mean this team's got. I mean, I wish it was April right now. Unfortunately, it's only October, so they got a long way to go. But they got the pieces to cause a lot of problems in a playoff series. I'll tell you that.
Appreciate the call. If they can stay healthy. Will Richard played 4 years of college.
Hey, man, Steiny, he gets after it, man.
Okay.
And he had missed a couple, three. I was like, ah! And he shot it like, oh, Steiny, it was one of them things when you're in the gym and you're by yourself and you just pull up like, you got to make that one. He made it, man. I just like what I see from him, Steiny, and he's a baby.
I just saw some. Let me see. What did he shoot from three last year?
Give it to me.
He was a 35.5% three-point shooter in college, and keep in mind the line's a little shorter there. But I don't. Sure enough, I looked up Will Richard, his college stats, and I saw a number I can't stand.
Uh-oh.
I can't stand it.
Number one?
You know how many games he played last year at Florida? 40! That's a pro season.
Yeah. Right.
40 games they played in Florida. That's too many for college. These are student athletes.
Well, maybe he got the most out of it, and that's why he hit the ground running. Have we not taken a call of, that anybody is not down or just excited about this kid through two games? That's all. Just like, damn, Steiny, this dude fits.
Looks like he does.
I mean, he has the – and I guess now Steiny's definitely a skill. He knew when to cut every damn time. Like, ski skirt. Ski skirt.
Now that's Dibley's.
What?
Skeet skirt.
No, it's.
No, it is.
That's the guru original.
Ooh.
Skeet skirt. Oh, Dibs will tell you, Steiny. That's.
Oh, he took it from you?
No, that's.
He uses that all the time.
You don't even know how to say it.
I know I don't, but it sounded very similar.
Skeet skirt. It's like get out of dot.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I apologize.
For what?
To you and Ken and the listeners. No. You know who I look up to. Who's my mentor in my life?
Me.
Anyway,
it's Norm.
He just texts me, will you shut the F up interrupting everybody?
Well, Norm,
wow, I'm excited, but damn.
Norm, it's okay today because he's carrying me. Your boy is carrying me today, Norm.
Dude, I just looked at the phone like I'm interrupting callers. He said, I get excited, man.
Hey, I got no complaints today. I needed you. I need you. Jimmy and Martinez, what's going on? Hey, Ramona Shelburne's up in Portland. Okay, she'll be on the call today. What's up, Jim? How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's Friday. Goo.
What's up,
baby?
Killing
me. By the way, you guys ever heard of Bill Russell when you're talking about defense? Come on. Steiny. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I get it. I'm old. But
no, hey, no, you're not old.
Hey, Jim, yeah. I forgot. You're right.
And Jim, I got to say this.
I'm
a historian, but because I didn't see Bill, I'm interrupting. I don't know why I didn't want to give him the answer. That's all. But I get Bill was a bad dude. But I had to go with Jordan.
I liked Steiny's thing because you can't say, you know, you could say world be free, Pete Maravich. No, there's only one step. And the fact that we are so blessed to watch this guy once again last night. And by the way, can I shout out the local kid, Aaron Gordon?
Man.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Was Jesus.
That, how did Steph win that game with Gordon just going transcendent.
Jokic was terrible.
I know. And you know what? How many beers is he having before the game? My God, man. At one point, he was jiggling down. He looked like the marshmallow guy from Ghostbusters. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. But,
hey, a couple of things. I'm just going to say a couple things in a row real quick. Pods, you know, he hit a couple of threes. And you know what I like is the way he freaking goes after rebounds. But it's the, dude, don't try to prove yourself that you're just, I hate this saying, play within yourself. I hate it. But in this case, him and JK, you could see a couple times where Jonathan was about to do something and then he passed the ball. Man, he is fitting in now. And when you throw this rookie in, I mean, doesn't he look like he's been on the team for like 3 years?
He does.
And then Melton, if you know, Melton's coming back, and I've always liked Moody, but this rookie looks like kind of like Moody with a little more athleticism. And I'm telling you, that kid looks like he fits right in. But Al, okay, your guy that called a minute. How could Kerr? Yeah, Kerr is such an idiot. He's only been to the finals 6 times and won 4 titles. So he says this thing because he knows, is Al going to be in the closing lineup tonight, Steiny? You just said it. No, because he's not even playing, you know?
Right.
Anyway.
No, I got you. I got good you, Jim. Man. Thanks, buddy. Russell.
Yeah, he cooked Joker.
You ever see highlights of Bill Russell running the floor? He's like a gazelle.
And can I
unbelievable
tell you, can I tell
how
you,
fast he was.
I get those feelings when I watch one certain guy in San Antonio run. And that's Wimby.
Darren Fox?
No, Wimby. I'm like, this is what Bill must have been like watching Bill. Just saying. Bill's a bad dude.
Yeah, Wimby's better offensively. Bill wasn't a great offensive player. It's good. It's good. But he's like, yeah.
Who would you take, Bill or Wilt? Will was a bad dude. Dude, I watched what year was it? 67 All-Star game.
Poor Wilt got a bad rap.
Cherry West, those dudes were all huge, man. What you mean a bad rap?
Wilt Chamberlain got a bad rap. You know, Russell won all the titles. I think he ended up winning 2, but wasn't considered a team player as like Russell. Okay, I need to talk to you about something serious.
I'm your guy.
I want to call off the 50-win bet. I'll pay you $100 right now. I don't care. I don't want to do this. I don't want
to sit. This might be the second time in 3 years
That's right. I don't want to sit in this chair this year.
I got you.
As I'm winding down.
I got you.
Rooting against the Warriors to win 50 games.
I can respect that.
I just don't want to do it.
A margarita, no salt today, and we're
okay.
Good.
Yeah. Well, now yeah. We're even because yeah. You owe me for the butler.
Oh, damn. Perfect.
I can't do it.
All right, I got you. You know what? I was thinking like, yes, jump in the pool, man.
Yeah, I just don't want to. I don't want to root against.
All right. Ken, you can understand. That's noble by Steiny, right?
Well, I think I'm going to lose right now.
Funny thing is that if he wins, are you going to recant the recant?
No, but he's on the home team now. I feel like you're really on the home team.
No, I just didn't. It gets, what's the word? It gets a little wonky, that's all.
Can I throw you a curve?
I don't like when Steph is like, he took the field. Like, yes, I did.
And I called you Skip Bayless to Steph.
That one I got right, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, I got to do this.
Okay.
All right. I was there for you. You be there for me. Steiny, I just need some more names to come out before I say this is the biggest Black Sox scandal with this Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier thing, man. Just can you help me out? I know Garnett played in the poker game. That don't mean he was part of it. But
played in a poker game, he was part of the poker game.
Give me some more, but why are we – and show us the names of the other crime people. You just got Chauncey on there and Rozier on every outlet. Show some other the crime fam. Show their picture.
They can't find him.
That's how you start. Come on, man. I mean, just show him in cuffs or whatever. I don't know. Something's getting to me, man. And what's Gilbert Arenas' thing in all this? He got popped for that. Dude, I'm just saying, Stoddy, the memes are going crazy. But I do think Gil went to the station first and then this all popped off. Anyway,
you know, I was covering the Warriors when Damon Jones was a Warrior. Actually, I had lunch with him once way back in the day.
No, he seemed like a cool cat.
Yeah, I liked him. He's really cool. Really cool
Shaq
guy.
Shaq was disappointed in him because they're good. They're friends.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Damon's kind of a little bit of a, what's the word? Yeah, a little bit like Arenas. He's got a little Arenas
yeah,
in him.
Right.
put it that way.
Gil's winning right now, Steiny, in regard to the socials and all that stuff.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. This is from the Boxer and Gershon Work Injury Attorneys text line. Yes, you're right. The next NBA star, he was in Philly the other night.
Oh,
Edgecombe!
Where's Evan at? He won't let you claim him. You didn't watch him in college.
I said he was winning Rookie of the Year.
But why?
Because Flag's already getting exposed.
Hey, it's not fair. Kid puts him at the point this early. And I think it makes him not as nasty, trying to, you know, passivity, because he's trying to get others involved. I'm Wimby. Stoudy, jersey's in the car. If I come in here with my black Wimby, shout out to my boy Rick Bradford.
The one
you met him. He came here when the Morning Roast and Baldy did their thing, and I said, we go back to playing Madden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, but I'll say, yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember him.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Yeah, really good guy.
The only true Spurs fan I know. Like, Alvin, like, Spur fan, real one, Sean Elliott.
I actually know a guy who's a Spurs fan.
What's his name?
His name's Cheo.
That's
Cheo.
Is he from Texas?
He's from, he's somewhere in Central America, I think.
Oh.
But I've known him for a while. Yeah, Cheo, big Spurs fan, loves him. All right, we got here, 12-11.
Let's break.
By the way, the other thing is the boss isn't here today.
I texted him last night.
Why?
That's some business.
You're like Pajemski. You're like Pajemski with Kerr. Come on.
Pods can dump.
Hey. Oh, man. Come on. Leave Pods alone, please. We had some business, man. Yeah. Oh, man.
Let me get my reads. And I see calls on the other side. We got one guy who's going to want us to be... Hey, can he come on the podcast? Another guy. All right, I see Paul, T South, Trevor. I'll get to y'all if you're lucky. What's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.